It's Monday, December 2nd, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest continuous-running tech podcast. This is show number 909, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Hey, folks, our Black Friday special is being extended just a few days. So it really isn't Black Friday anymore. It's Cyber Monday. You get 35% off new products at GoDaddy by using the promo code 35OFF6. 35OFF6. See the banner and the link at geeknewscentral.com. Hey, Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. I got a great show lined up for you. Lots to catch up. I hope you're all back safe from Thanksgiving. You know what comes next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
Five.
Button, who's got the button?
Four.
There is no cause for alarm.
Three.
Everybody hold on to something.
Two.
Just press the button.
One.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. And of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to the podcast tonight. Hey, thanks for being here and all the new listeners. Hey, you picked a great show to check us out with. And maybe some of the, maybe you're listening on a tablet or something you picked up during your Black Friday shopping. Who knows? But thanks for being here. Of course, all the longtime listeners and viewers, the Ohana. Thanks for all you folks for hanging out and staying with us as well. I got a lot to talk about tonight, so we're going to speed right through the announcements. I've got something kind of cool I'm going to share with you. I've been contemplating this for a while, trying to figure out if it's going to work. We'll talk about it here in a second. But hey, if you are new to the show, we really want you to make sure that you get over to geeknewscentral.com, get over to the website. Our writers over there are creating great content on a daily basis. Of course, we've got all the audio and video content as well. We've got this show produced every Monday and Thursday. We have the new media show, which is produced almost every Saturday. Gadget Professor comes out every Thursday. We've got Langley and Robot Underpants, which generally comes out on Wednesday. And of course, our special media events feed, which is going to get kicked off and going here real hot and heavy over the next couple of days. So we want you to pay attention to that and get subscribed to all the different podcasts, part of the network here at Geek News Central. And of course, again, subscribe to the blog. That way you'll be hooked up with everything we do here. We got a newsletter as well. That newsletter basically is sent out after every show, gives you all the details of all the links that I'm going to cover tonight, of all the stuff I'm going to talk about. Of course, you can find the show notes page with all the extensive show notes at gncshownotes.com/909 for show number 909 tonight. Of course, you can reach me on Twitter very easily via at Geek News is the Twitter hashtag or Twitter account name. Of course, you can email me here that direct at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. You can watch the show on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, and Google TV. And I spent this past Saturday and Sunday, we kind of really took it easy around here. The kids and I, of course, my wife is still in Japan for about another week. And we Netflix and doing Amazon Prime, Hulu, really was using all those different services. And I'll be honest with you, ranking-wise, Netflix was king, Amazon second, with Hulu Plus being third, as far as availability of content. Love to hear your guys kind of rack and stack too on what you're using on your set top boxes. But the new Netflix app for the Roku is awesome because now I have a profile. I don't have to worry about the kids intermixing my their cartoon stuff with me, and it's fantastic. So. Completely different set of suggestions for my new profile versus the default one that we used just as a family. But one thing I did find out is you can only have, you know, two streaming going on at the same time. I tried to add a third and I said, not with your plan. So my daughter was in one room streaming. My son was using it. So I had to go find a, and basically it was kind of the way it was. We were just kind of doing our own thing and we watched some movies together, but it was good. Kind of a veg weekend, which was nice after the Thanksgiving holiday. Of course, part of the Tech Podcast Network here, and we want to encourage you to check out all the shows at techpodcast.com. We're streaming tonight up on YouTube, and so far their service has been immaculate. The folks over at Livestream offered a 40% discount on the annual fee. So for me to have a Livestream page over there, it's commercial free. Has some of the benefits of being able to use my broadcaster box. They offered a 40% discount for an annual, and I was thinking about canceling the live stream portion of it. So I decided to go ahead and renew with the 40% discount. It really made it a lot cheaper for that 1 year shot. So we'll give them a year and see how it goes. But of course, we've got another channel over there as well that is a Prime channel. That has all the features and the embeds that we can take with us for tech podcasts. So let's just talk a little bit about GoDaddy. Well, I tell you, this 35% deal is still available for a few more days. And I really want you to take advantage of it if you get a chance to. I know you guys have all been out and about and doing your shopping. And some of you haven't. Maybe you saved till today to do some shopping. But this 35% discount deal that the folks at GoDaddy's offering is simply incredible. Websites, hosting, email, you name it, all their products and services, 35% off by using that promo code. And I tell you, this is one that, again, is going to die on the 9th of December. So you've got a week, okay, a week more to use this code, and then it's gone. Some of my other codes, obviously, are still going to be fine, and you're going to be able to get access to all my codes by basically going over to the website at geeknewscentral.com, scrolling down, and you will see that we've got a whole bunch of December promotion offers. We've got the 35% offer through the 9th. We've got the $1 a month website builder using promo code WSB5. We've got that 30% code that we'll revert to once the 35% one dies. We've got a .com for $1.99. We've got economy hosting for $1.99 a month with a free domain. Just really, there's lots and lots of offers here. So if you really don't know what to buy that loved one for Christmas, get them a domain name. Get them a hosting account. Get them their own account and get them set up and get started. Again, discount codes, you get $20 off if you spend $75 or more. We've got $10 coupon codes, $5. We've got 10% off on non-domain orders. Just you name it. There's a full stack of great deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here, and we hope that you will continue to support us and them by buying your products over at GoDaddy.com. All right, let me talk just a little bit here. Let me look through my list here. One thing I've been kind of messing with from a thought process is, you know, I talked some time ago, maybe show 901 or 902, about a month ago, talking about the community building here. We know that there's a Google Plus community. There's, for those of you that are insiders, geeknewscentral.com/insiders. Those of you insiders, is an insider community, which now where people can hang out, their insiders, to talk about the show. So what the goal, obviously, and my really, from show 900 forward, The main thing is to build the community. And, you know, I ask a lot of you for helping to support the show. And I'm sure some of you probably get a little sick of it. You know, we have a sponsor. We're going to introduce a new sponsor tonight. We talk about the insider thing. But I thought it might be kind of a nice deal. And then we're going to explore the interest level here. And I want all of you to email Sam, our insider coordinator, insider@geeknewscentral.com. Again, insider@geeknewscentral.com. You don't have to be an insider to email him, but we're thinking about opening a marketplace, or I'm thinking about opening a marketplace where we would make available products and services that you have, whether it be crafts, tech items, Just everything that you can imagine that comes from this community of really every from Geek News Central. If you have something that you sell online that you would like promoted and talked about on this show, we're going to open up a marketplace, and it's going to be available where basically it's going to be kind of a B2B thing. So where each of you, for being a fan of this show, are going to be able to get access to other fans of this show's products and services, and together as a community, it's just not Todd benefiting, it'll be everyone benefiting. So we can put your products up available, make them available for sale. And really, this idea has been percolating in my head for a while, based upon there's a lot of folks out there that do, let's say, a book of the month suggestion, a variety of different things. But what we want to do is we want to make great products and services that are available through basically the community of listeners here, available on that marketplace. And what we'll do is we'll set up some sort of a commission basis that will be available with the majority of the proceeds going back to the folks that list their items at Geek News Central's marketplace. And at the same time, and this is going to be a full mix of stuff, and this is going to be part of some of the things that I'm going to be announcing soon. And there's going to be, well, I guess there's going to be the full spectrum from the high-tech items to someone that has paintings or does different, but we want to make sure that it comes from the community of Geek News Central. We want to make sure that this stays very pure. And I know we're going to have people that are going to come in and say they want to list stuff on the network. We're going to definitely screen stuff that comes in, and we're going to make sure that what is beneficial to this core audience, the folks that, and also Langley's audience, Don's audience. Stuff we do with the special media events for CES. We're going to make sure that it all those groups are basically going to be allowed to have stuff available to put on the marketplace. And I think this is a new idea, but I need to see what kind of interest is going to be out there for folks that may have something available they want. You know, this could be crafts. And really, we're looking for nice, you know, cool things. You know, I don't want to put junk on the marketplace. But I'm not going to turn people away just because it maybe doesn't meet my standards. But I'm definitely, we don't, you know, we want to make sure we have good, you know, nice stuff. We want to make sure there's a good transaction process. We want to make sure that the people that are offering it, you know, get stuff shipped. We'll have a feedback loop where people are going to be able to provide feedback on their purchase, so that the rest of the community, we all build trust together in the marketplace. And some of this, and my main goal is never to touch a product. I want everything to be drop shipped from a vendor or from the person that's doing it. I don't ever want to get my hands into the shipping business. I don't think that would be cool. And, you know, I talked to my kids about this. Do you guys think you'd like to offer something? And my daughter got to thinking about it, said, yeah, maybe. So this, we'll see where this leads. But this model is going to be used for this show and for this audience, and maybe it'll become a model that other podcasters can follow and for their audiences and so forth. And maybe even we'll team with other podcasters at some point. I don't know, but we're going to see what happens. I've got to find the right software to run the back end, make it easy to utilize. I don't want this to be an administrative nightmare. Got to be able to make sure that the revenue flow is smooth, that people get paid on a regular basis and all that stuff. So that's what's going to happen. And if you know of a good, you know, and basically what we're kind of sitting up here is like, well, it's just, you know, it's going to be a sales shop, but I want it to be in the same type of a kind of a model that, what is the name of that arts and crafts site? Someone in the chat room maybe can help me out here. But anyway, that is really kind of what we want to basically kind of focus as the overall model, but with a, you know, local Geek News Central theme and everything else. So this is something that's in a planning stage. Hope to have this done by before the end of the year. I don't know if it's going to be possible to get started. And we got to have enough stuff on the site to make it worthwhile to start. But send Sam your thoughts to insider@geeknewscentral.com. Okay. Just want to share something with you guys. Had a little bit of a, I guess not for a scare, but went and had my eye exam on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. I do an annual because in my family, I had a grandmother who had macular degeneration. My dad, before his death, had basically a pressure that was a little high in his eyeball. He had to take daily drops to keep the pressure down, which could lead to glaucoma and a variety of everything. So I've been really cognizant in going every year and getting a full-blown eye exam. I've had I have good insurance for it. Really, it's one of those things that concerns me. Just, you know, like my voice and my ears and everything else. That whole, you know, the whole ENT thing is without eyes or without sight, it'd be very, very difficult to do this show as effective as I feel as I do it now. Wouldn't be possible, just increase different challenges. I know we have a number of folks that are vision impaired that listen to this show, but the doc basically said to me, "Hey, bud, I'm seeing some signs, the pixels," and basic long story short, if I'm not careful, and he didn't say, I mean, in the early onset of macular degeneration, but what he saw could lead to that over time. And my grandmother had it, was nearly blind. Matter of fact, she had very narrow vision for many, many years. So don't want to get to that point. Want to make sure that we try to go as healthy as we can, as fast as we can. And you know, one thing that I probably have not done as well as I should have is, you know, probably need to take a little extra care of myself. Need to get out there and exercise a little more and get a better vitamin regimen and all that stuff. So I think you're going to start seeing a big change here. So kind of a, you know, my weight has always been a concern and for my wife and everything else, but it's just that whole package. So definitely starting a kind of an early New Year's resolution to drop some pounds and really watch this thing, because the macular degeneration can be really bad over time. And it was something, and he didn't express a lot of concern. He said, "Hey, just something we got to watch," and nothing. I had to go early to go back and see him. We'll go back next year, and he's not having me on the scale or anything yet. So we'll see where this leads. But kind of like, oops. I mean, my eyes have been fantastic up to this point. You know, I just need a little glasses just like anyone else gets older. But this was the first time that this has kind of popped up, and I was like, whoa. All right. Thursday had Thanksgiving with friends. It was really nice. They had a nice spread of food. Couldn't have done any better myself. I had all the traditional fixings for, you know, what those of us, I guess we consider it traditional, the turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, the green bean, you know, with, I don't know, what do you call it? You know what I'm talking about, that green bean dish. stuffing the whole nine yards. Took a bottle of wine, spent the afternoon over there. It was great. Did not go shopping on Black Friday. The kids went. Chris and I stayed home. We slept. the kids got back in the morning after doing the mall, the two older kids. And then Chris needed new soccer shoes. So I took him to Sports Authority. They had a 2-for-1 deal. So I got soccer and basketball shoes for a 2-for-1 deal. That was outstanding. And a few other minor small things. But overall, I think the biggest purchase I made was some SD cards for $29. Some 32 gig SD cards, which were, you know, class 10s that were pretty nice. So that was the extent of my basically shopping for Black Friday and today's Cyber Monday. Okay, CES prep continues. We're having a big meeting with the team this coming Saturday. We'll talk more about that. Crowdfunding thing is wrapping down. We you know, we're well short of our goal, but we've raised a great deal of money already. I want to thank all of you that have contributed. So definitely consider becoming a crowdfunder for us. And of course, if you contribute $100 or more, we'll, special gift to you, we'll give you $500 worth of free advertising on this show. And again, email Sam at insidergeekingcentral.com if you become one of those contributors. And we'll definitely get you hooked up and get an ad spot, ad spots set up to run in the show. I do want to talk about a new sponsor today. This is someone I've been working with for a while. I think you might be able to guess if you've been over to the website. You'll see a new banner on the website. It's Dropcam. And any of you that have actually been over to the website in recent days, you'll know that there's a Studio Drop Cam link in the second column of the website that'll bring up the actual drop cam that's playing here in the studio. And, of course, it's super bright now because we've got all the... Let me see if I can get it started here for those of you that are actually watching. So the cam's up and running. And matter of fact, I had it down for part of the weekend. You know, it's because it's, you know, the studio is part of my house, and I also have to take that into consideration here. But really what we've done is we're working with one of the vendors that work with DropCam to bring you guys basically this offer. And what we really want you to consider picking up a DropCam. You know, really what I love about this camera, and you don't have to have it live, is that anywhere you've got an internet connection, you can put this thing and point it at what you want it to point it at, and it will stream a stream that you can view 24/7 on your mobile phone, on your tablet, via web browser. And it, again, it can be private, doesn't have to be public. You can have it in the baby's room. You can have it out when you have a babysitter in, going away for 2 or 3 days. You can have it pointed in your living room. And it's even got a record function. It's basically additional charge to have that. But you can have the DVR function will record everything that's going on. And just recently, my alarm company called me and said we had a motion detection in the studio here. And but she didn't have any secondaries. In other words, none of the windows or any of the other doors. It was just the motion in the house. And it really shouldn't have happened because no one was home. So I said, just give me a second. Let me load up the drop cam video. And I could see inside the studio that there was nothing going on and there was a malfunctioning motion detector. So we've scheduled a replacement call, and they will be here to fix that, replace it, or whatever they need to do in the next couple of days. But in the meantime, the drop cam continues to run and record what's going on in the studio in a great, great quality. We don't have any discounts for you. Your purchase basically will help the show and help the TPN team that's going to CES. So we're going to be talking a little bit more about drop cam over the next month. And we hope that you'll consider picking one up. They're fantastic. They got a deal right now. And I think this thing ends soon, like today. And today only $50 off the annual cloud recording with a DropCam Pro purchase. So I think that's like about $50 that you're going to save. Yeah, $50 off. So $199 for the camera, and then $50 basically gets you 1 year's worth of service. Now, it's real simple for you guys to get hooked up here. All you got to do is go over to geeknesscentral.com, click on the drop cam link. You're going to find it in the show notes. Or to go to bit.ly/TPN drop, TPN drop, and that'll get you the link. Definitely got to click on one of the links or the one in the show notes tonight in order for us to get credit. So consider drop cam, and we want to thank drop cam for being a new sponsor here at Geek News Central, at least through the month of December. So we'll see how that works out. And you guys let me know what you think about your drop cams. If you have one, share with me your personal experience with your own drop cam. All right, let's go ahead and get into the content. Sorry, we were already running long here, but I do have a good stack of content for you tonight. Let me close this and let me load the browser. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Of course, those of you that are outside the United States, I know that you guys didn't have a Thanksgiving, but I hope you had a great weekend irregardless. And I know some of you hate me when I say that. So we're going to go ahead and switch gears here and move into the content of the day. And by the way, I don't know if we talked about it, but of course, last show was a week ago, and we knew, and I don't know when the jury came in. I don't know if we talked about it, but that whole Newegg patent troll trial, Newegg lost $3.7 million or something they have to pay. Huge blow. Bad, 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 bad that they lost that patent fight. They have appealed it, so we'll see where it leads us. All right, Comet Ison. Well, Comet Ison appears to have not survived its encounter with our star. And to the dismay of many space watchers, it appears it has basically been destroyed. There, you know, kind of some conflicting stories all over the web saying Hubble may determine whether Comet Ison survived the fiery trip. This was an article that was published today. So some people are saying there might be some dust left or something. Well, yeah, I think that's about all that's left, if that's all that was left. They don't know if just a small part, maybe like a baseball size of the comet's left or whatever. But I guess they're going to watch. But everyone has pretty much said the thing's done. It's toast. I think any of us come within 700,000 miles of the blazing surface of the sun, whew, would have a very hard time. We would be toast. We really, really would. All right, Facebook is changing the newsfeed algorithm to surface post with articles. Now, this, Facebook, you guys, you know, they had to keep tweaking, right? They have to keep tweaking because they want us to stay longer on the website. I go to Facebook to talk with my friends, talk with you guys, hang out, family member type stuff. You know, I don't want necessarily to catch the news in the news feed. I'd rather have, if they're going to have a news, aka news feed, put that somewhere else. You know, let me have conversations about weddings, birthdays, babies, you know, that stuff is on Facebook. That's what I think that's what we all like Facebook for. I don't want to, you know, I don't know. I don't know. What you guys think? I'd love to hear your thoughts on them putting more news in the news feed. And I'm already missing conversations because of the changes they've made. And I have to dig for people half the time. And sometimes I'm like, how come so-and-so hasn't said nothing? And I have to go to their profile and read because the stupid news feed hasn't picked it up. You know, they didn't deem it important enough to allow me to, you know, get the news initially when the person put it on there. So if they're just going to shove, you know, that's what I've got other sites for. I've got, the regular news agencies. I've got news feeds. I've got all the stuff I use to prepare for this show. I don't need to see that on Facebook. Maybe other people do. I guess that's where they want. They just don't want people to leave Facebook. That's what it is. Great article over on Yahoo. And this was actually, I think this was done by BGR.com. They may have just picked it up as a syndicated article. But it's talking about cable companies are making too much money to bother with 1 gigabit per second service. And basically they're saying the DOCSIS 3.0 dominant specification in today's modern cable industry is fully capable of speeds very close to 1 gigabits per second. Matter of fact, a DOCSIS 3, a 24-channel modem, could achieve speeds of up to 912 megs downstream. And also, they could boost it to 32 channels, which could boost that to 1.2 gigabits per second. So the question is, why aren't they doing it? They can do it. Why aren't they? And a large part is because what they're charging us now is extremely profitable, and they have no competition. I think that we all know this. They have no competition. You know, I just got a doubling of download speeds and a little bit of a boost in upload speeds by Time Warner here. Why they did it, I don't know. But, you know, we're at 100 down, 5 up now, which is incredible. I'm not complaining. But I also pay $100 a month for that, you know. And my wife was raving on the telephone with me about the cable service that her sister has. She pays like $32. She gets TV, internet, IP phone, and the internet is like 80 down and like 15 up. And I'm just like, $32? You know, that's a $200 bill for most of us. And she's like, why can't this be like this in the United States? And because the reason is because in Japan, they have competition for business. Lots of competition. And the cable industry just has this stranglehold on our communities. And It is why things are not getting faster. It's why we're ranked 33rd in the world for speed. Let's talk just a little bit about healthcare.gov. It's being reported. It's sort of fixed, good enough for vast majority. And the government is asking people to reserve spots in line to go on healthcare.gov. So if you want to get on there, you have to reserve a spot to have time for your time to go on and get your insurance. I wonder if that would work for Amazon or for the iTunes App Store, or you know, you call Apple and say, "Hey, I want to buy a computer," and they say, "Oh, yeah, here's your ticket. Your time will be 3 o'clock in the morning 5 days from now to buy a computer." I'm sure by that would be real effective marketing, right? But the deadline imposed by the president and its appointed fixer, Jeff Zients, has passed. And this progress report issued by the people who own the website basically say that the site now can handle 50,000 concurrent users and more than 800,000 visitors per day. So they've got to get 7 million signed up. That was their basic number that they said they had to come up with. So, 7 million folks. And, so let's do the math on this and let's just divide that out. And I think that's 35 days if my brain's working. Oh, no, it's 140 days. So let me do that again. 7, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Divide that by 50,000. And so basically here, well, it could potentially take a lot of time for people to get signed up. Now, 800,000 people can actually visit the site per day. I don't know how many people are actually going to sign up, but 50,000 people at a time can go through the process over at healthcare.gov. And if if your insurance has been canceled and you went through the process now that it's supposedly working, I'd love to hear from you, your experience. And we don't have to talk about the rates or anything like that. I just want to know what your experience was, how long it took you to get through from the time you started to the time you end to actually get your insurance bought. I'd love to hear from that. I'm just kind of curious. And let's take out, subtract the time that you took to read each policy. If you could just click, 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 click through and put your information in, tell me how long it basically would have took. And plus, what I'd really love to hear is, how do you feel about giving up all that personal information to a site that they are worried has security issues? So email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. Been talking with a good friend of mine who's basically been working through the process of getting insurance, and he is so beyond frustrated. He's worried because his insurance is getting canceled. And he lives in a state that they said, nope, we're not going to reinvoke those policies even for more money. And he's panicky. He's got a family and he wants to get his insurance set up. So I'm just, keep my fingers crossed for him. But boy, oh boy, it just makes you wonder here what's going to happen to people that have gotten canceled and are trying to get signed up. All right, let's switch gears here and talk about the MPAA. A judge has said the MPAA cannot call anyone from Hotfile, basically users or the founders, cannot call them pirates or thieves at their trial. So this is MPAA's first trial against a cyberlocker site. It's scheduled for next week. We know in the past year, the MPAA has been successful in shutting down peer-to-peer file-sharing sites. Some of the big ones, of course, was Napster and Kazaa and Grokster and recently ISOHunt. And then, of course, we know that the it has turned its attention to cyberlockers. They've gone against Hotfile and its alleged manager, Anton Titov, saying that the site encouraged its users to infringe copyright on a massive scale. So basically, the ruling disallowing the pejorative term, and I probably just destroyed that, was issued Friday by U.S. District Judge Kathleen Williams, who is overseeing the case. The ruling is part of a larger order laying the framework for the upcoming trial. And so this is kind of cool. They basically can't call them thieves. And so that's an interesting move here. can't call them pirates or thieves at the trial. So this is a small victory. And now, of course, Hot File is going to have, you know, some challenges here because key legal issues have already been decided in favor of the movie studios. In August, the judge ruled that Hot File did not qualify for DMCA safe harbor provision, making it possible for the company to be liable for the actions of its users. They said Hot File failed to properly exercise control in light of the number of users who are blatantly infringing. By building a financial incentive system for encouraging downloads, Hot File went beyond being a storage company. It was actively promoting a distribution network. So we'll see where this leads and how this ends up and how much money this guy's going to have to pay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks, Etsy. The marketplace that I kind of want to set up is going to be kind of the same framework as Etsy. And hopefully I can buy a software package that will do exactly that. Does anyone know of a marketplace that can be set up just like Etsy? Let me know. All right. With talking about a little bit of space news here. The China's launched, I guess it's lunar probe carrying an onboard a exploration rover. And this is going to be China's first soft landing on a extraterrestrial body. The Chang 3 spacecraft is carrying the rover named Yutu, which means Jade Rabbit. According to Xinhua News Agency, China's official news service. So the probe is scheduled to land on the moon in mid-December. And spacecraft basically took off this morning. And we'll see where this goes. But the Chinese are very, very excited, obviously, to put a probe on the moon. We'll see how they do. All right. Time Warner customers, listen to this. Time Warner is offering a cheaper HBO cable package to counter Comcast. They don't normally compete in the same markets. In Hawaii, there's no Comcast. So we basically have Time Warner and Hawaiian Telecom. That's about our two offerings here. So Time Warner is making it a bit less expensive for new subscribers to sign up for HBO. Time Warner Cable is now advertising a promotional package called Starter TV with HBO that costs $29.99 per month for the first year, not including the price of a cable box. Though the package is basic, Time Warner Cable only says it includes 20-plus channels, and it's one of the cheapest ways to get HBO around short of borrowing a friend's HBO Go account. Outside of this new package, Time Warner Cable appears to primarily offer HBO subscriptions at $15.95 as an add-on if you have a much more expensive bundle. Comcast offered something that was like $40 for 45 TV channels. So if you want the HBO package and just a few basic channels, $20 plus, they're getting close to offering HBO a la carte. But not quite. They have to group it with something else. The key is which 20 channels. That's the question. All right, Amazon, boy oh boy, they have decided that they want to shorten the food chain in order to get products to you. And they want to be able to deliver your package in major metropolitan areas by drone. There is some challenges here. Hardware limits, safety questions. Oh, the FAA rules also. And I would imagine too, that if they ever do get to the point where they're going to be able to deliver your Amazon product by drone, wouldn't you think, let me just run this scenario by you. If you live in a big city and you know where the Amazon distribution center is and you're part of a crime syndicate, what you do is you just, you basically wait till a drone leaves the facility. And using a number of spotters, you basically follow the drone to its delivery destination. And then, you rob it blind. You basically, the thing touches down, takes off, leaves the package, and off they go. And they, you know, they don't have to, you know, necessarily follow the FedEx truck. They follow the drone. So on a 60 minutes segment last night, he wants to be able to deliver your order within 30 minutes. He's saying that the unmanned aerial vehicles should be able to carry a 5-pound package up to 10 miles within 30 minutes. To do that, it's going to need a lot of battery power. Octocopters on the market today are often built to carry cameras heavier than 5 pounds, but they fly only a fraction of the distance. The steady drone, it's a really expensive drone, is meant to carry between 2 and 13 pounds, but only for a maximum of 15 minutes and less than 1 mile. The heavier package, the worse the performance. Aerial robotics company Skycatch, which has been working on a similar drone delivery project, is swapping batteries automatically throughout the flight while traveling an airspace corridor dedicated to UAVs. So, you know, these things suck up a lot of juice in order to fly. And in order to really make it effective, you know, and efficient, they almost have to be fueled. But that isn't in the cards at this point. So they say it could be 5 years before battery technology would be possible. But, you know, we've seen some videos on this already, on them potentially doing something, but they really want to do this. What do you think about having your package, if you lived in a major metropolitan area with an Amazon distribution center, of being able to get your package, your or thing you ordered within 30 minutes? I think it's fantastic. If I could order my groceries and have someone deliver them to my home within an hour of ordering them, that would be incredible if it would be cost effective. Stuff that I need in a hurry, that I pay a premium to have it delivered, sure. Remember, we are living today in a society of instant gratification. You know, oftentimes shipping stuff to Hawaii, you know you're going to be 2 to 3, maybe 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 days before you get a product. Especially if you're using Prime, it's usually about a week. We don't get anything overnight on Prime. It just doesn't happen. Now, if you know, you can pay a bunch of extra money to get something overnight if you need it, but that kind of defeats the purpose of Prime, right? So at least now, we're at a point where in most areas outside of Hawaii, you guys can get a product overnight and really, or maybe 2 days on a Prime membership. So, you know, shopping online has become pretty effective for all of us. Very obvious about Cyber Monday, about the amount of money being spent online. As long as you're willing to wait for something, I don't think we need to have these drones doing this delivery. But every once in a while, you wish you could have something today, right? How many of you have drove a significant distance because you wanted something today? I've done that a number of times. You know, when I go to Vegas for the CES event, if I have forgotten something, we will drive almost anywhere to get something. And we've done it before, and we've scoured the town and went to stores and begged, borrowed, and never stole, but begged and borrowed gear in the past when my packing list was short. So anyway, we'll see where this goes. All right, let's talk about another story. Online black market members hunt down $100 million in Bitcoin theft. Blame site owners for theft. Apparently, now, what's been reported publicly was that there's only $5 million missing by an underground bazaar called Sheep Marketplace. Anyway, those users of Sheep Marketplace are trying to figure out who got away with $5 million, $40 million, or even $100 million worth of Bitcoins from the site. They feel it might be the owners themselves. Yesterday, Reddit user Craze Forito posted a message on the front page of Sheep Marketplace, which appeared to have been shut down. He says, "Sheep is down. We are sorry to say, but we are robbed on Saturday, 11/21 by vendor eBook 101. This vendor found a bug in the system and stole 5,400 Bitcoins. Your money, our provisions, all was stolen. We're trying to resolve this problem, but we were not successful. We are sorry for your problems and inconvenience. All of current BTC will be distributed to users who have filed BTC emergency address. So I want you guys to think about this. These are underground sites, right? What are they selling on these underground sites? Well, stuff that they don't want the federal government knowing that they're selling, drugs and different types of items like that. So if they really stole $100 million worth of drug dealers' money, not only that, a portion of that would be the drug buyers' money. The owners of that website had better have covered their tracks incredibly well. $100 million is a lot of money. And when drug dealers and drug buyers lose that kind of cash, they're going to break out the weps and they're going to hunt down these guys. And it's not going to end well for the owners of the site if they have been found, or even if they were completely innocent. You know, I said this whole Bitcoin space is crazy. The Bitcoin black market is obviously, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if this sheep market website wasn't done by, you know, could have been done by the mob, could have been done by, you know, a Russian syndicate or something, you know. But if there was truly and there could have been $100 million in those accounts, it's going to be ugly for someone if they're ever found. It doesn't give me any confidence in the Bitcoin space. And if everyone else, oh, the legitimate Bitcoin space is fine. How many, you know, banks get robbed every day? Banks are insured, right? They go into a bank. If you have your money deposited in the bank, you know, they go in, they rob the bank. You know, the FDIC insures your money. You're not going to, you know, even if they steal all the cash, your account still has the money in it. You know, even if the bank goes out of business, your FDIC insured up to a certain amount. With Bitcoins, when they rob the bank, it's gone. There's no insurance. Your money is gone. It's like them going into your safety deposit box. And if you have cash in there and they take the cash out, sorry, Charlie, it's c'est la vie. It's gone. So I don't know. This whole Bitcoin space is interesting. I haven't listened to Adam Curry's show, No Agenda, in a while. Just been too busy. But I know that he had rumored saying that he would sell all of his Bitcoins if the price ever hit $1,000 a Bitcoin. Does anybody know if Adam sold his Bitcoins or not? Love to hear from you. Hey, imagine working for a company and they say, okay, we're going to have a meeting before the holiday and I want you all to come down. And many companies do that. They'll have a little meeting or they'll have a little luncheon. You know, everyone brings a dish to pass. But in this case, a government agency has had some challenges recently. The NSA sent their employees home for the Thanksgiving holiday with talking points. So they basically issued talking points for fending off hostile relatives. So if an NSA staffer was confronted by a privacy-minded relative over the long weekend, the document would keep them from being caught at a loss for words. Oh, man. You have to have talking points. This is a story. And we're going to stick to it. This is what we want you to propagate. Can you imagine having your employer being handing you a piece of paper? Okay, so imagine you work for any company, Company X, a public company, you know, that's you got a shop on the street and you've had some controversy that's been going on with the business. And the business owner says, now, before when you go home for the weekend, if anybody talks about this company and they start saying disparative things, we want you to use these talking points. Most people would be like, okay, boss. And they'd be all walking out there and and throwing the trash, right? So apparently the document doesn't mention leaker Edward Snowden. Instead, it focuses on the agency's military ties, broad oversight, and track record in the fight against terrorism. One bullet point claims the NSA has foiled 54 terrorist attacks globally since 9/11. And another passage emphasizes the agency's commitment to transparency and popular approval. So anyway, they were sent home with talking points. Oh, man. You know, you just wonder how many of those, and these folks are under a lot of pressure. They can't talk about their jobs. They just can't, you know. They unlike Edward Snowden, they've agreed to uphold the Constitution and the agreement that they made, and they keep their mouth shut, right? So they're going to go home and get this abuse. I can only imagine. I'd love to be a fly on the wall in some of those Thanksgiving Day discussions that happen over the holiday weekend. It's being reported that Windows 7 is still growing faster than Windows 8. Does that come as a surprise? apparently, the Windows 8 growth is kind of stagnated, but yet Windows 7 installs continue. I was thinking about potentially replacing this computer. We've talked about it before. It's just not in the budget right now, but I was looking at some pricing, trying to figure out if I could find something. And I was trying to see, was Windows 7 an option? In some cases it was, some cases it wasn't. But definitely don't want Windows 8 until I have a monitor in front of me that I can touch. Hey, Google Glass has got an official Play Music app that's available. So if you are one of our new Glass owners, you're going to get that. I am running. Where am I at? Okay, I'm okay on time. You may have missed this. This may be gone. But you can purchase Adobe's Lightroom 5 for $69 today on Newegg. If you're a geek and you love what this show is about, when you spend your tech dollars this, for Christmas, definitely consider Newegg. You know, they basically went to battle for us. They lost. They got to come up with $3.6 million in cash in order to pay the patent troll. So you can get it for $69.99 at Newegg. Next Windows release has been reportedly codenamed Threshold. It's set to further unify Microsoft operating systems, bringing everything closer together. Scheduled for a spring of 2015 release. Dell's UltraSharp 32 and new UltraSharp 24 4K monitors are available now. 28-inch model on the way. So if you are ready to go to 4K and do 4K video editing, you can have one of these sweet, sweet, sweet monitors for a low price of $3,499. Wow. That's crazy. So UltraSharp 32 is available for $34.99. The UltraSharp 24 is $13.99, and apparently the Ultra 28 will cost, it will be under $1,000. So still, that's a lot of money for a monitor. With the Department of Justice approval, Microsoft's Nokia deal is one step closer to reality. We'll see where this leads. But over the weekend, basically Department of Justice says, stamp of approval, you can move forward. Those of you that've been with the show a long time, man, I need to have a book here, like a book of predictions, because if you're of Chinese descent, I'm not trying to disparage you completely, but in most Chinese, I have a lot of friends here in the United States that are born, raised Chinese Americans, and they are very creative, they do good things, they're great business people. But in China, what are the Chinese good for? They're good for reverse engineering. They can reverse engineer anything. They'll take something apart, measure it, photograph it, redraw it, rebuild it, all kinds of, they basically re-engineer everything. So I found an article over on Gizmodo. A Newsweek reporter talks about meeting a pilot who was hired to fly a metallurgist, to remote Chinese airline hangar. He says inside were 8 planes. They were green, the metal look that an unpainted jet bought factory fresh from Boeing. 4 of these planes were intact, But the rest, now, these were brand new airplanes. Okay, think about this. Brand new from the factory. Four of these planes were intact, but the other four were meticulously dismantled into a universe of pieces spread in vast spirals that disappeared into the distant immensity of the hangar. The imported Singaporean metallurgist, my God, cannot say that word to save my life, jumped out to join the Chinese engineers busily bootlegging away. Armed with protractors, rulers, clipboards, and smartphones, this minor army of reverse engineering geniuses was measuring the dissected planes right down to the length and thickness of screws. They were measuring and dissecting planes right down to the length and thickness of screws. If you can't build one yourself, you buy one, you tear it apart, and you reverse engineer it, and you build your own. So with a shiny new airport just open in Shenzhen, it only seems appropriate that the Chinese would want some pretty new jets to go along with it. And as the Chinese population grows increasingly mobile, it makes sense they'd want to be jetting around in their own symbols of bootlegged national pride. I told you that they're building, General Electric moved their engine building facilities largely to China. And I told you many, many shows ago that that would be the death of the American aviation industry, because by the time they were done, GE's engines would be reverse engineered and the Chinese would be making them. They don't have to engineer it. They don't have to spend the billions in engineering dollars and developing the IP. They just buy one and they break them down, tear them apart piece by piece. And really, you know, most aircraft manufacturers, not that complicated. If you know the right angles, you know the right way to put it together, you know the right metal, you know the right screws, you know the right wires, you knew the right all the stuff that goes into building airplanes is not complicated, but you know, it's part of a symphony, right? To come together. And, you know, if you don't have the talent to design one on your own, you just buy one and tear it apart. And can you imagine that? So what do you think it'll be? 747, 707, 777? What will they call it? The 474? Love to hear your comments. Geeknews@gmail.com. French court tells Google and local ISPs to block copyright infringing video sites. So this is the latest example of European web censorship, in that the name of copyright doesn't just target internet service providers. It also requires Google, Microsoft, and Yahoo to remove links to the offending sites. Should we be surprised? No. If you bought an Xbox One, Microsoft warns against bricking your Xbox One by basically turning it into a developer unit. There's some videos out there showing you how to do so. Microsoft is warning that even if you do the steps that are shown in some of these videos that are out there, that you could brick your Xbox One. Specifically, say changing settings in the menu is only intended for developers for the Xbox One, and this alone does not turn the console into a development kit. We strongly advise consumers against changing these settings, as it could result in their Xbox One becoming unusable. Customers who have put their consoles into this developer setting can revert by restoring factory defaults under Settings, System, select Restore Factory Defaults. So just a heads up, I don't think that's going to stop people at all. Hawaii. You remember Hawaii, the company, not Hawaii. 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 Huawei. Accused of cyber spying, Huawei is exiting the U.S. market. The CEO of the largest telecommunications equipment maker, which for years has been labeled by U.S. officials as a proxy for the Chinese military and intelligence agency, says he's giving up on America. In a rare interview on November 25th with French journalist Ren Zengefi, the 69-year-old founder and CEO of China-based Huawei, said he would no longer look for business in the United States in the wake of accusations from lawmakers and government officials that the company is de facto arm of the Chinese authorities. If Huawei gets in the middle of U.S.-China relations and causes problems, it's not worth it, Ren reported, said, according to a Chinese transcript of the interview. Therefore, we've decided to exit the U.S. market and will not stay in the middle. You know, they basically have been accused of embedding sniffers, call home the mama type stuff in their gear. So instead of selling it in the United States, they're going to sell it to the European market, to everyone else. So just be aware, okay? And it's just like anything coming out of China right now, electronic. It has to be, you know, there should be some concern. And then it's just about everything, iPads. But, you know, I don't think they're going to sneak a spyware into an iPad, but who knows? U.S. Supreme Court says no sale to Amazon's New York sales tax appeal. Online sellers must collect sales tax like brick-and-mortar retailers. This is bad news. So anyway, sales tax by New York, by online retailers, is now the law of the land. So the New York state statute was signed into law in 2008. So we know that Amazon wasted no time in challenging the law. But a New York Supreme Court judge agreed with the state's position in 2009. And this U.S. Supreme Court justice alone decide whether they will hear any specific case decided not to hear this one. So we'll see where this leads. But expect sales tax to be collected if it hasn't been already. Turntable.fm, sayonara. They went off the air today. If you're a fan, they are gone. Google plans for their barges could run into some legal hurdles. There's also some rumors that they could be actually stores instead of education centers. And there's an article that was in SF Chronicle, basically a confidential report, revealed that Google plans on using those barges as floating retail stores. They say that could run into licensing issues in and around where the barge is moored and everything else. But Google basically said, no. We've had multiple plans, but right now, we're going to use them as an interactive space where people can learn about new technology. We will see. All right. Are you a Volvo fan? You know, for years, I drove a Volvo station wagon. Yes, shoot me in the head. But anyway, Volvo plans to put self-driving. And the thing against Volvo station wagons, it was just a great deal. My wife bought it. I got stuck driving it. It was expensive to repair, but it was a good vehicle. Enough said. But Volvo plans to put self-driving cars on city streets by 2017. Volvo's hitting the gas on its plans to sell self-driving cars. The Swedish, but remember, Chinese-owned company just announced a trial that will put 100 driverless cars on the streets of Gothenburg in 2017. They'll navigate traffic, dodge pedestrians, and even park themselves. So who knows? Could be coming to Sweden sooner than it will be coming to the United States. There's a very eerie video about wind that is making strange noises in and around the new World Trade Center. Basically, they're saying the World Trade Center wails in strong winds. It's got a ghoulish howling that happens during storms and high winds. And it is kind of eerie to hear. The video will be up in the show notes. You know, a lot of hallowed ground there with all the people that died. And it just kind of freaked me out when I heard it. I'm sure it'll give you guys chicken skin as well. All right. The Australian outback has got some just absolutely fabulous scenery. But apparently what was going on here was that there was a wildlife camera that was in a crocodile meat trap in Margaret River in Western Australia. And what happened is an eagle was basically stole the camera. The bird stole the wildlife camera, taking it on a 68-mile trip. The camera was found by Aboriginal rangers weeks later at a different river. So anyway, the eagle basically liked that shiny little camera and took it for a ride. They only have a minute worth of video, but it's funny. You can see the eagle. He flies a little way, lands, pecks at it a few times. I guess he thought it was lunch. It didn't work out too well for him. Apple's acquired Topsy, a Twitter analytics company. And I haven't used Topsy before, so I'm going to have to check them out. But anyway, it's now under Apple ownership. And those of you, the gamers out there, NVIDIA Shield now streams PC games to your TV in 1080p, has new control mapping capabilities in the latest update. So if you haven't updated your NVIDIA Shield, please do so. I have no idea what this, I guess it's a game controller slash the way you can play games. I'm sorry, I'm not up to speed on this for those of you that are have used this device. But that was a hot news item today that was making the rounds. All right, let me see what we've got in email. I don't think we had too much that came in. You can obviously send comments to the show tonight at GNCgeeknews@gmail.com. And let's look here. When was the last show? The last show. Today is the 2nd. Last show was recorded on the 25th. So we do have a few. Got an email from MS Small Biz. Not sure if this was intentional. Oh, yeah. We already talked about that. Got an email from Max. He says, "Hey, Todd, thanks for the info on 23andMe. It was sort of fate that I caught that episode. I just received an email from them about their issues. I was a bit lazy that day and didn't Google it, but you reported it the same day I got it, smiley face. Love when these things work out. Keep up the great work. Be well. Happy Thanksgiving, Max from New York." Max, thanks for emailing me, Max. Thanks for listening. I'm glad you're tuned into the show. We definitely appreciate it. Hey, everyone else, definitely geeknews@gmail.com on your comments. Let me know what you think about the marketplace. Send Sam an email on that, and he'll collect kind of the feedback. Really think that this has potential. Just got to know if there's enough interest by the audience to make it happen. If we can put enough stuff in there to make it worthwhile. Or maybe, you know, if you guys have other suggestion ideas. And I've thought about making the marketplace where everything we review and stuff like that that we think is cool is available, maybe with an Amazon link. You know, there's multitudes of ways we can do this. But anyway, send me some feedback. We definitely want to hear from you. All right. Hey, those of you that are insiders, thanks for contributing to the show. Thank you so much. Those of you that have thought about becoming an insider, hey, please consider it. And your $2, $5, $10, or $15, or $25 monthly contribution, it would be greatly appreciated. And don't forget that our crowdfunding effort continues. You can go over to bit.ly/tpncrowd, or just go to the website and click the link directly on the website to make your contribution. Get yourself one of those very, very, very cool. And these things are going to be like collector's items because they're pretty retro. They're nice. I think you're going to like them. And basically be an official backer for us for our CES coverage. Again, thank you for all that have already contributed and those that are considering. And I know it's the Christmas holiday time and money's always tight. There's never enough cash to go around for anybody. I understand that completely. But geeknews@gmail.com is the place to go. And is where to send me comments. Geeknewscentral.com is the place to go to check out all our great articles and all our great writer submissions as well. Hey, I'm glad you're all back from Thanksgiving. And just a little programming note. On Thursday, because my wife is still gone, I cannot leave town until 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time. So I'm really between a rock and a hard place. And probably the show on Thursday will be late. So hopefully I can still talk and put a show out on Thursday. I plan on doing so. Friday, I've got a Christmas party to go to. So really, Friday's not an option for pushing the show back. So the show may be short on Thursday. And those of you that have been looking for a short show, that might be to try to sample one that's a little shorter, but definitely Thursday is going to be a challenge because I'm not going to get back here till like 8:30. That means maybe like a 9:30 p.m. start, which is crazy. I'm trying to see if I can do it earlier, which I don't think so based upon my schedule and what I have going on. You know, just not enough hours in the day right now. But thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of the Ohana and a family of listeners and viewers here of the show. It's been my pleasure to bring this episode of Geek News Central, geeknewscentral.com or gncshownotes.com/909. 909 is the number. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.